This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The economic damage the coronavirus has done and is doing kind of depends a bit on what industry you're talking about, right? As Sudeep was mentioning, airlines and conferences, yes, for sure. Housing and mortgages, it's been a boost so far thanks to falling interest rates. Movies, a big, big negative. The latest Bond movie, as I'm sure you've heard, has been delayed worldwide until this fall. In China, the world's second biggest movie market, by the way, it's all been shut down. Theaters, production, everything. And the Chinese premiere of Disney's live-action Mulan is on hold indefinitely, though it is still set to debut here later this month. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has more now on how a virus that started in China is affecting Hollywood.
Your job is to bring honor to the family.
With its star cast and storyline based on a Chinese legend, Disney's Mulan was supposed to make a big splash in that country. And for Hollywood, making a big splash in China is key. Professor Stanley Rosen teaches at the University of Southern California.
You can't produce a major Hollywood film, a blockbuster film, without having the China market as part of your strategy. And in many cases, like the Fast and Furious films or some of the Transformers films, the China market can be bigger.
Just last year, Chinese box office revenue was over $9 billion. The U.S. movie industry made more than $11 billion. Now, around 70,000 big screens in China have gone dark due to the epidemic. Rosen says some movies have hit streaming platforms instead of theaters, but big budget films won't make as much money that way.
So for those kinds of films, streaming is not really a solution. But for smaller budget films, certainly streaming makes a lot of sense.
Another big hit to Hollywood? The coronavirus has brought film production in China to a screeching halt. Sky Canavas is a contributing editor at China Film Insider.
Hollywood is increasingly turned to China over recent years.
There's a cap on how many foreign films can be shown annually in China. It's around 34. Chinese co-productions are one way Hollywood gets around that restriction. For example,
DreamWorks established Shanghai DreamWorks as a studio in China,
which led to films like the Kung Fu Panda franchise. Anne Kokas, author of the book Hollywood Made in China, says she's looking out for how Chinese investments in the film industry could be affected.
We're seeing an increase in Chinese firms investing in Hollywood studio production. So, for example, Tencent and Alibaba both have film investment arms that are increasingly active in the U.S. market.
Kokas expects to see Chinese government pressure investors to look inward.
After the pass of the coronavirus crisis, whenever that is, I think what we'll see is a retrenchment of domestic investment in China.
And as the virus spreads worldwide and possibly into the summer blockbuster season, there is the risk that more American movies will get delayed beyond China. Producers for the Bond movies said they pushed back the release because the global theatrical marketplace was uncertain. American box office revenues are up so far this year compared to 2019. Last month's Invisible Man beat expectations, but that was before there were runs on hand sanitizer. Will Americans keep going to the movies? The answer might come from some blue teenage elves.
For one whole day, Dad will be back!
What? Back? Like back to life? That's not possible!
Pixar's Onward, the story of two adolescent elves, premieres this weekend nationwide. Industry experts say whether people stay home this weekend, as the number of infected grow in Florida, California, and Washington, will tell us a lot about where Hollywood is heading during the epidemic. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.